Young master, what have I walked into? Don't you dare move. Going through my panty drawer. Really? Did you think you'd be subtle? Did you think I wouldn't notice? Me who folds all the laundry in this household? Who knows where every item is placed? You thought I wouldn't notice? Oh, shut your mouth. Sit. Sit. Don't talk to me. And to think. What would your parents say if I told them about this, They're so eagerly trying to find you a wife, and yet here you are, in your maid's bedroom, searching through her panties. For what? To sniff them? Did you want to jerk off into a pair? Is that what you were desperately hoping for? Look how red you've turned. Pathetic. And to think I thought you had better breeding than that. Turns out you're just another common boy running about in the streets. What shall I do, How do you think your father would handle this? Oh, and why shouldn't I tell him? Well, his punishment is exactly the point. Exactly the kind of thing that might bring a wayward youth like you into line. What a little pervert you are. And I thought you were such a fine, upstanding gentleman. So proudly I presented you to those ladies the other day. And yet here you are. You just what? With me. You'd like to be with me. Don't be silly. Young master. Aside from being totally inappropriate as a marriage candidate for you, our difference in ages is hardly appropriate, I think. Not to mention my employment by your father. Well, of course I care for you. No, it's not all a lie. But that doesn't change the fact that a young man like you needs a certain kind of wife. I'm sorry, but that can't be. However, since you're here fulfilling your perverted little desires, and I simply can't let that stand, not for the honor of your family, and because I do care about you and want to make sure you grow up to be a refined gentleman, how about I administer a punishment myself, and this can stay between you and I? Would that be amenable to you? You don't get to question what kind of punishment it'll be. You either accept or deny, and I tell your father. And your mother. Imagine how she'll look at you to find out you're just a common little whore rifling through women's drawers. Good. Then we have an agreement. Now, stand up. Good boy. Pull your pants to your knees. Don't be coy now. Your underpants too. My, did it make you shy? You've gone soft. Do I make you nervous now? Or do you only find my panties attractive? You what? So you do find me attractive? Is that what you're trying to say? Good. But you must be nervous, aren't you? Have you ever stood like this before a woman? Pants around your ankles? Your little flaccid cock peeking through beneath your shirt. How adorable. Now stay upright. How does it feel? When I grab your cock and balls like this. Is this what you've been dreaming of? And if if I squeeze? Stay upright. Good. I'm hardly being harsh, am I? Not any harder. I don't think you get to make those demands, unless you want me running to your parents. Now, look at that little cock of yours. It's already starting to grow. Is this what you were hoping for? Pain? Then, is it my hand on your cock that you like? On your balls, even if it's harsh? That's turning you on. Is it my proximity? That you can feel my breasts through my dress against your arm? Is it my breath tickling your ear? Knowing that you've been caught by the one woman you really wanted to see you like this? Pathetic. Needy. Desperate. Goodness. I never imagined I'd see you like this. Now, why don't we make use of this? Open your mouth. Wide. Good. Now, let's see. One set of panties. There we go. Two. That should get your mouth nice and full. Don't spit it out. Keep it in. There we go. That should muffle your cries. Now, let me see those cute little balls of yours. You better stay straight, or I'll make it hurt much worse, understand? And do try to stay quiet. After all, I think it'd be ever so embarrassing should someone walk in on what we're doing. You wouldn't want them to see you like this, would you? Wouldn't want them to see you gagged on my panties, your balls held tight in my hands, watching me deliver slap after slap. Quiet now. You don't want them hearing those pathetic little squeals you're making, do you? Shh. Stop squirming. You said you'd accept your punishment, didn't you? Do you want me to parade you out naked in front of the rest of the staff? Oh, look at the way you nod your head. It's adorable. Are those tears in your eyes? Does the thought of being humiliated in front of this household get you excited? Because despite each hard slap, your cock is starting to drool. Oh, how disgusting. What a needy little pervert you are. Never did I imagine this is what I was helping to groom into the perfect young man. I always thought you were so upstanding, so sweet, so good in your lessons, so polite to me. It was because you dreamed about fucking me. About coming inside me, about me sucking on your little cock. Now here you are, a pathetic, dirty little boy. Well, your punishment is done. You can pull your pants back up and spit those panties out. What? What's that little whimper for? Oh, look at those eyes. I've never been able to say no to them before. I suppose it shouldn't surprise me that I'm weak to them here. I'll not deign to touch your cock, but I'm sure you'd like it just as much. I used a pair of my panties wrapped around it and stroked you like this. Does that turn you on, young master? Your mouth full of my undergarments, your swollen balls on display, here a victim of my derisive stare. Does that get you hot under the collar, being humiliated like this? Were you hoping it'd find you? I can't imagine you thought I'd be like this, Me jerking you off into a pair of my own panties. God, as if you deserve this. But it will be adorable to watch your face as you come. To look at you across the dinner table tomorrow and know that you know I've seen you at your most pathetic, most needy, most desperate. And that you better be a good boy for me from now on, because if you aren't, imagine what I could do, what rumors I could spread, what I could say to your parents. Does that frighten you? Oh, your cute, pathetic little nods, the tears trailing down your face, and yet you're so desperately trying not to hump my hand. You love all of this. Who'd have thought? I guess I've been bringing the wrong candidates to you for marriage. You don't need a soft, sweet girl. You need someone who can keep you in line. Who can control this cute little cock of yours. Isn't that right? Isn't that what you want? Are you getting close, pathetic little thing? Well, come on. Spill your seed. At least it won't end up all over the floor. God, and I won't have to wash it out of your bedding and pretend it's not something I see every night. Needy little rutting puppy. Oh, there we are. Wow, that's all it took. Despite all my admonishments, it turned you on, didn't it? You liked it when I told you what a pathetic boy you are. Well, I guess I have an eye for men like you. Now, open your mouth. Let's take those clean panties out and stuff it with this lovely little cum-soaked one. Good boy. Now, you're going to pull your pants up. You're going to bow to me before you leave. And then you're going to keep those panties in your mouth and make your way straight to your bedroom where you can spit them out and put them in your laundry hamper. Understand? Nod. Good boy. We'll put this incident behind us, but I may have to reevaluate some of the lessons you're getting these days. Understand? Good. Now, I better not catch you in here again trying to steal my things. On your way, little boy.